Chapter 51. Past Perfect. Dinner soured in my stomach. Months to get a reservation at Metropolis for the company's anniversary dinner, and the whole meal had tasted like bark and bile. I threw the keys on the shelf and my bag in the chair. Shake it off. I'd never felt so distant from my wife, so much like a stranger. The patient had gone code blue. Our marriage stretched out on the gurney with the machine emitting one long beep and a flat green line. Had it. I've had it. The front door opened before I could even fill a water glass. I thought she'd stay to finish.
Adam.
Diana closed the door. She had a run in her stocking. It accentuated the shape of her calf. Somewhere in my heart, paddles rubbed together and a shock brought me back to life. I checked my watch. Did you pay the bill? I thought you wanted the cobbler.
Katie has her card. What happened?
I left. I leaned on the counter and drank my water. A nice headache was creeping up on me. I didn't want to fight. She didn't have to know I was upset.
Because?
She slid her bag onto the counter and sidled up to me, taking my glass and placing it on the counter. The subtle bird pattern on her red satin blouse moved when she did, making the flock look as though it had taken flight. I had to manage something for Eva and didn't want to drag it into dinner. Everyone done with their alt-lit dissemination and social critiques? Shut up. Just put a fucking cork in it.
The air went out of the balloon when you left.
Her hands under my jacket, around me, her lips on the line of my jaw. My bones were china and my muscles were stone. My lungs shrank to the size of fists. My dick was the only part of me aroused. The rest of me battled shame and rage. With one hand, she slid my belt out of the loop. The other stroked me through my pants.
I thought you came home early to take me to bed.
Sure, but no. I pushed her hand away. Zach didn't follow you out the door? She stepped back, as if I were made of acid.
What?
The way you two look at each other.
I cannot even.
It makes me sick. I wanted to push her away. Wanted her to get the fuck out of my sight.
He doesn't look at me, Adam. This jealousy is bizarre.
Fuck he doesn't. I turned around and faced the sink. And you.
Me what?
I rinsed the glass.
Me what?
She pushed me on the second word. I put the glass in the rack. You, that's all. I pushed myself off the counter and walked to the door, picked up my jacket, my keys, my fucking pride, and closed the door carefully behind me. I paced the city for hours. When I got back, she was awake in bed, a book in her lap, under the cone of lamplight. She closed the book.
Are you all right?
On your knees, hands behind your back, right here. I'm fine. I'm just anxious. I don't. Open your mouth. Push the back of your tongue down so I can fuck your face. I don't think you want Zach, but he looks at you like you're so beautiful when you're tied down. I can control you with one finger. A goddess, and it bothers me. Just fucking bothers me. I'm afraid to turn my back on that guy.
He's not even on my radar.
She said it as if I was out of my mind to even think she'd touch him. I believed her. I always believed her. But I needed a cover story for what was really on my mind. Submit to me, and I'll let you come. Impossible fantasies. I held them down, tied them up, locked them away, only letting them breathe when I fucked her. Submit to me. And you'll be happy. I never thought of trotting them out, because then she'd know I was a monster. Submit to me, and we will rule the world. I'd die not telling her.